approaching this like it's your job at center now that Alex is gone?
Yes. I'm at center right now, so that's what I'm focusing at.
We want to ask you, this is draft time, but run through again how it came to be that you were the center for your last year in college.
We needed a center the last few games. Guy was hurt, played.
What were your thoughts at that time about taking on that position? What all went into having to figure out how to do it?
The same mindset I have now. Whatever my team, my coaches needed me to do, that's what I was going to do.
What has been your primary focus in the offseason?
Just lifting and, you know, working with the offensive line coach where I was training and just getting better technically, fundamentally.
Do you see difference either physically or fundamentally?
Yes, yes.
Work out in San Diego?
Yes.
Access?
Yes.
Was it, were you an access guy last year too?
Florida? Yes.
Just what was the reason for changing, moving out to San Diego?
Change the scenery, really. And I heard the training was really good out there. So I tried it out and it benefited me.
Was there a specific like offensive line guy out there? I'm not quite sure how those things work. Is there a guy that you would work with for offensive line stuff?
There's a coach that I had come work with me at the facility, Hudson Houck. Mm-hmm. Hudson Houck, he used to coach for the Cowboys back in the day. Okay.
Was that just for you, or were there other linemen he helped?
It was me and a couple guys. He worked with the combine guys who were there, but he came in after they finished their combine prep and worked with me and a couple other guys in the NFL.
When you look back at your rookie season, what sticks out for you?
It was just a really good learning experience for me. You know, I was put in situations where, you know, I was very unsure, but it helped me learn and helped me get to a point where I can process things a little bit faster.
When you say unsure, it's because you were bouncing around?
Yes, yes.
How much did that hurt you last year, the fact that I know you've always said that you're a football player and you play the game wherever they ask you to, but the fact that you were bounced around so much, do you feel that looking back on it that might have hurt your development a little bit as a rookie, that you weren't able to focus on just one spot and one technique?
I mean, we could say it hurt me, but at the end of the day, you know, it was the hand I was dealt. And I'm an NFL player. I'm a professional. And it's my job to adapt to whatever situation that I'm put in. So I'm not going to sit here and say, yes, I was put in bad situations. But, I mean, it wasn't the greatest circumstances. But at the end of the day, I don't blame the coaches. I don't blame anybody. I blame myself for whatever happened to me, good or bad.
To know that you can just focus all your energy and effort on center now?
It feels good, yes. Clear mind and gives me a better focus.
Yeah, can you talk about your mindset, obviously, you know, having to come in here and maybe replace Alex Mack, you know, three-time Pro Bowler? How hard have you been working in the offseason, and what's your kind of mindset heading into this challenge?
I've always worked hard, so I mean, coming in to replace Alex, of course, you know, good luck with him in Atlanta, but you can't replace a guy like that. I mean, you can only come in and create your own identity, and that's what I plan on doing, so.
Is your weight any differently than it was when you left here, or is it redistributed differently?
I'm probably a little bit heavier now, but I put on more muscle, yeah.
Did you always feel center was your most natural position?
I played left tackle for a long time, so I can't say it was my most natural position, but it came to me relatively easy when I played it in college. So in that sense, I can say yes. But, I mean, I haven't played a snap center in the NFL, so I can't tell you, to be honest.
Do you know what you want your identity to be? You said you wanted to create your own.
Well, I mean, I've always been a hard-nosed player. I always liked playing hard and physical. And I want to continue to bring that to the table, but I have to be more under control, better technique. And, you know, I just want to be a nasty player. And that's what I've always wanted to be. And that's how I've always played. I've always played hard. You know, no matter what the outcome may have been on that play, you can't say I wasn't playing hard. I don't care what it was. So.
Did you think
all, did you see improvement the last couple weeks of the season last year?
Yes, I did. Just because I got a little bit of normalcy playing at right guard. You know, I played there for probably like the last, three games. And, you know, just being there and being in one position for, you know, an extended period of time, it gives you, like, you have time to correct what you didn't do the right way the game before in the next game at the same position, as opposed to playing left guard and then the next time you play is at right guard. And, you know, you had kind of figured out what you needed to do at left guard, but now you're playing over here. So it's like, okay, different mindset, new problems, new issues, quick solutions. I mean, it's different, but like I said, I try not to dwell on those things. I mean, that was in the past, and I'm moving forward now in my career. So,
yeah, this is a question not specifically directed to you, but, you know, a lot has been made of kind of some of the reasons why the numbers were so bad for the offensive line as far as sacks and that kind of stuff last year. And one thing that's been thrown out there was losing Andy Moeller, your coach, right before the season. Looking back on that, how much did that play much of a factor into things?
I don't think so. I mean, I wasn't really around Andy long, but George Leon did a great job with us last year. He worked his butt off, and, you know, anything that was – any stats, negative or positive, it was the players. We accumulated those stats, not the coaches. I mean, we had a lot of veteran guys on that line last year. So anything that came, it was something that we should have adapted to as professionals. And it's not always on the coaches, but, I mean, I personally place the blame on us as an offensive line.
In terms of learning the center position at the NFL level, from a quarterback's perspective, how much have you been working with Griffin and McCown?
I've been taking my time, and you know, it's not like a set schedule, but, you know, we work together and we do, we go over calls, you know, just different mic points and, you know, different ins and outs of the game. I have a pretty good knowledge of the game. It's just you can look at something on paper, and you can look at something on film, and then you get on the field and it's something totally different. So it's just taking it from the classroom to that field, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. So, I mean, that's been the biggest part. You know, I know football, but just taking that thing, taking what's in the classroom, what you learn, putting it on the field and applying it, I mean, that's the hardest part to me.
RG3 is a pretty big name. And what was your reaction when they signed Griffin?
I was happy when they signed him. I mean, I feel like he's a good player. a lot of people say he didn't get a fair end of the stick in Washington, but I mean, he hasn't said anything about it because he said that's the past. I'm past that, and that's how we have to look at it as a team. He's here, and we're looking to win games now. So, I mean, I feel like everybody here is committed to doing just that.
Yeah, you're talking about gaining weight and muscle. What are you weighing now, and is this the strongest you've ever been?
I'm probably about 320 right now. Probably lost like 8% body fat, but I feel like I'm really strong right now. But last year, I feel like, you know, a lot of people may say it was strength issues, but I feel like it was more of technical issues, me not having the right technique for what I was doing. You know, I wasn't weak then, so.
Are you very conscious of the fact that this is not the group that drafted you, this is not the coach that chose you? Does it feel like a big difference?
I just go play football. I mean, it's a good atmosphere in the building. Everybody's positive. So, you know, I try not to think about all that because at the end of the day, I don't control any of it. So.
Okay.
Yeah. She has one more.
Oh, thank you. You know, the way that you work, you took a lot of criticism and a lot of heat last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, people talked about your strength. You know, Mike Pettine mentioned, you know, that, you know, you got knocked back a couple times. I'm just wondering, I mean, did that leave a bad taste in your mouth, or are you upset about any of that, or how do you come in after all that?
I always use stuff like that as motivation. I said I felt like most of my problems came from technical, not as much physical. Of course, everyone wants to be stronger, but I can't say that I didn't, you know, take heed to those things and I heard them. I definitely had that in the back of my mind the whole offseason that I was training, so.